The next day, the great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey cot."
At first, his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him and that these things had been done to him. Now the crowd that was with him when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to spread the word. Many people, because they had heard that he had performed this sign, went out to meet him. So the Pharisees said to one another, "See, this is getting us nowhere. Look, the world has gone after him."
There was trouble in the crowd at the end, wasn't there? Everybody was celebrating, but then people were not happy, were they? Because they saw that the crowd was going after him and he was having popularity above what they wanted. So let us sing together and declare his popularity in this place. All glory, Lord, and honour, which is a traditional Palm Sunday song when we celebrate Jesus riding into Jerusalem. So it's all about a crowd and a donkey and a tree. So it's a donkey bit now. Do you know, I don't know how many of you were up at 7 o'clock this morning listening to Radio 4 where they had this article about donkeys. Did anybody hear it? No. Funny that, isn't it? I was up at 7 o'clock this morning listening as I put my bagel into the toaster to Radio 4. And they were talking about the problem this time of year amongst Christians of donkey rustling, stealing donkeys. Because apparently, according to the Today programme, apparently Christians are struggling to have donkeys for their Palm Sunday processions, so they've been stealing them. And there was articles on the radio. It took us quite some time to work out it was an April Fool. That is the sad thing. I may have been up at 7 o'clock in the morning, but it wasn't until 8 o'clock that I realised that this illustration is retrospectively actually an April Fool. Anyway, so what they said was that because there aren't so many donkeys about, Christians have been stealing them to head up their Palm Sunday processions. But because despite that, the fact that they've had to try and steal them, some people have resorted, because of the shortness of donkeys, not shortness, but short of donkeys, shortage of donkeys, because of that, they resorted to using llama instead. You'd have thought at that point, wouldn't you, I would have twigged that it was actually an April Fool. And, yeah, it's so sad, isn't it, really? We need a sabbatical. Anyway, so they were using llama, and there was this little bit, this kind of thing, when the reporter was reporting a telephone conversation between this lady at this llama sanctuary and obviously a desperate parish priest who'd phoned up and said, "Can we have a llama?" And she was saying, "Well, do you want me to paint the cross on its back?" I still didn't get it. Anyway, so there we are. Donkey. It's all about the crowd. It's all about the donkey. Andrew. No, I'm not calling Andrew a donkey, although obviously we haven't got a real one today. Andrew, where are you? Oh, there we are. Because you've got a couple of donkey things. Just in the theme. It won't take long. You need how many volunteers? Donkey. It's all about the crowd. It's all about the donkey. Do you know, in the Bible, there's quite a lot of things about donkeys. The first one is in the Old Testament when Balaam had a donkey. Does anybody know that story about Balaam and his donkey? The donkey had actually... Well, the donkey paid more attention to God than Balaam, who was his owner. Because what happened was, God said to Balaam, "Go in a particular direction." And a bit like Jonah and the fish story, that he went in the opposite direction. But anyway, what happened was, he was on his donkey. Who here has ridden a donkey? You and me, Chris. They're difficult to budge, aren't they? Have you noticed that? I actually led sorry, James, you've ridden on a donkey, but I led a donkey round once with one of my children on, I can't remember which one, and I tried to move it, and we stood there for about half an hour, didn't we, and it just would not budge. Anyway, so Balaam was riding his donkey down a road, and the donkey noticed God. He noticed an angel in front of him with a sword in his hand trying to stop Balaam and the donkey going down the road, and the donkey stopped. And Balaam obviously noticed the angel, but wanted the donkey to go the way that God didn't want him to go, so he kept beating this donkey. And apparently what happened next in this story is that the donkey said, note, donkey said to Balaam, "What have I done to you to make me you beat me three times?" And oddly enough, Balaam answered the donkey back. I mean, how mad is that? Anyway, that's the story about how donkeys sometimes are more sensible than human beings. There's another story at the beginning of Jesus' life here on earth about donkeys. Do you remember somebody else who was on a donkey? Excellent. Mary and Joseph, that's right. Croggy on a donkey. Yes, we always see the pictures, don't we, of Mary actually on a donkey. But yeah, maybe Joseph had a time too. But yes, Mary rode into Bethlehem on a donkey. But this story here is the one they're concentrating on today, the one about the crowd and the donkey and the tree. And what happened was Jesus rode into Jerusalem, which is like their capital city, like London, on a donkey. And the reason he did that was for two reasons. Does anybody know either of the two reasons why he rode on a donkey? Well, there's probably more, actually, you'll come up with. But can you think of the two reasons that normally people would say so in sermons, about why it was a donkey? Yes.
The prophecy, to fulfill the prophecy.
To fulfill the prophecy, because it says in that reading that the girls read brilliant this morning that Zechariah had said, wouldn't it, that the Messiah would ride on a donkey, and that was what Jesus was doing. He was saying, look, I am the Messiah by riding on the donkey. But there was another thing about donkeys. Donkeys are meant to symbolise something as well. Not like war horses, they're meant to symbolise something a bit different. Oh, John. Good to see you this morning, John. Sorry.
Humbleness.
Humbleness, yes, humbleness and peace, isn't it? He didn't go in on kind of a you know, sort of charging into Jerusalem. He went in on a humble, and it was a donkey that was meant to be that symbol of peace, wasn't it, going into Jerusalem. I said, oh, how are you doing with your donkeys? They're all done. Do you want to come and show us the donkeys before I get onto the tree bit? Oh, is that yours? Do you want to come and show? Do you want to stand up on here and, or stand here and just wave your donkey, as it were, about? As long as it's not, the glue's not too fresh. I think these are really good. I wanted to make one yesterday, but I spent most of my time doing other things. Aren't they good? I think a round of applause. Oh, here we go. Fantastic. There. Should we lift yours up? Yay. Excellent. Well done. Lovely. Really, really good. That is brilliant. Excellent. Thank you very much for showing us those. I'm just thinking, Andrew's meant to say something. Oh, and it's not yet. It's okay. Right, so, donkeys. Mary, and then we went on to the Palm Sunday story. It's all about a crowd. It's all about those donkeys. But it's also all about a tree. It says in that reading, doesn't it, that they took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." And the crowd waved branches. Now, I have got some branches that, oh, yeah, you can wave your crosses. But yes, it was brilliant, wasn't it, that he rode in on a donkey. He went into Jerusalem and the crowd was there and they waved these palm branches. It's a bit like the Queen's Jubilee tour, isn't it, really, that they were there lining the streets as he went into Jerusalem. We, as a church, are going to celebrate Easter. And we're going to celebrate Easter in loads of different ways. One of the ways is like celebrating today with the palm crosses. But Andrew, you're still there, aren't you? Good, I found you this time. He's just going to say some of the other ways in which we're going to celebrate Easter or can celebrate Easter in the coming week.
Many of us have been doing things over Lent. I hope that's still going well. It'll soon be Easter Sunday, and you can soon have your chocolate again or your coffee or whatever it is. Also, don't forget the jar of grace that Rona introduced to us at every mealtime, to put some money in there for those who are struggling throughout the world to find food. You can bring that money to Rona. after Easter. There's lots of exciting things. If you've not got one of these, take them. We've got lots left over, so take one for a friend as well, which explains some of the things. But just to say, today there's going to be the youth drop-in, and then the pizza party, and then there's going to be the elevation service. And I think we need a little cheer with that. The elevation service. And so 6:30 tonight, and if you can't be here, just pray for that the young people will come and that they'll really gain something of the hope of the Easter story. And if you can come along at 8:30 to help pack away, then that'd be great. Because at 8:30, we're getting this church then ready for prayer stations. Vanda's been working hard, and many other people have been working hard at making different, well, we call them prayer stations. There'll be different things all around this church which go through the Easter story. And all the way through the next week, people are invited to come in, you people and anybody else, and just be led in prayer through these prayer stations. And that's really exciting and a wonderful time when you can just drop in and pray and then go away again during the morning, 9:30 till 11:30 and 6 till 8. And there'll be coffee and tea served out there. Also, children's activities served done in the office. So make use of those. And through that time, all the way through that time, 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the evening, we're going to be reading the Bible. Now, there's a list out there, and at the moment it's just got one name next to each time slot. I think people were perhaps not too clear. We need lots of names, because to read the Bible for 2 hours is a long time. So we need lots of names next to each time slot. Just an opportunity just to read the Bible out loud. And then through the week, we'll be open like that. And then on Maundy Thursday, when we remember Jesus' Last Supper, at 8 o'clock, we'll be having a quiet service here. A really important service. It's called a Tenebrae service. And there'll be readings, and we need readers. Rona, would you mind standing up? If you want to read, see Rona after the service. And at the end of each reading, you snub out a candle. And then we end in darkness, and then just leave without any conversation. Very meaningful, very quiet service. Good Friday, here at 10:30. Come and celebrate. And then after the service, we'll be taking our giant cross from up in the loft, and we'll be marching over, joining with other churches at the Mall and having a service in the Mall at noon. Please come and proclaim Easter to the Mall. And then on Saturday morning, we'll be back here, and the prayer stations will be here. On Sunday afternoon and evening, we celebrate our silver wedding. And there's a list there. There's a list out at church. Did I say Saturday? Oh, you've missed it, yeah. On Saturday, if you do want to come, sign up on the list. It's your last chance, because we're taking the list down. We just need to know, because we can't over cater. So, and then on Sunday, that's on Saturday, 9 o'clock in the morning, there's our Easter breakfast here. Sign up for that, and then you can come and just join in the time of fellowship for breakfast. And then we'll be having the Easter Sunday celebration. And it's in the link, but I invite you all to bring a little posy of flowers, just perhaps three flowers with some silver foil around, because what we're going to be doing is covering the cross with flowers as a sign of the resurrection hope. Then after that, some people are going off to spring harvest. We can pray for that. We've got the traditional service on the 15th of April. Then we've got a special service on the 22nd, when we've got two evangelists who are coming, who God's really touched, and they're coming up to share their stories. And then the day after that, on the 23rd, we start our New Alpha course. So if you want to come to the New Alpha course, where's Ron? See Ron at the back, and he will explain more. Lots happening, lots to pray for, lots to celebrate. I'll hand back to Sally.
So it's all about a crowd, it's all about a donkey, and it's all about a tree. And I think this is tremendous. Thank you very much. And a young palm tree up there, just to say the kind of thing that people would have waved. Basically what they did, they found what was on the ground, and they picked it up, and they waved it around. And they used what they could find to praise God and to celebrate God. And that's really what we do today, isn't it? We use what we have to worship and praise and celebrate God. It might be our voices, it might be our guitars, it might be anything, or even our lives. What we do each day, and this is something about whole life discipleship, isn't it? Everything that we do each day can be used as worship to God. And I think that really leads well into our next song. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let us really celebrate and worship God. Let this be our palm tree branch in offering to him.